is dead. The wicked witch, ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy heads, wrap your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
She's gone.
Oh, let's get this fog control. You know my twisted mind. I had to go on the air. I had to, you know, go on YouTube, pick up that song. And, of course, you know which version I went for, the original. And the thought of having to sit there listening to a bunch of little people with very high-pitched voices singing that song with an introduction by the good queen of the whatever. And I got to look around for something else. I can't do this. And so then I went out and found another one and another. Then I find one by some other group that was, you know, kind of like our normal opening song, kind of deep and dark. And then I found, believe it or not, one by Bing Crosby. The worst version of that song I'd ever heard in my life. And then I tripped across this thing. Whacked out like everything else in this nation. Good evening. Welcome to a Monday night installment of The Edge. I'm lucky to be awake. Had a rough night last night. Up and down, like the best yo-yo I ever had in my life is what yesterday was like, up and down, up and down. So I had no sleep. Finally, about 1 o'clock this afternoon, I couldn't go anywhere. I passed out, figured wake up 3 o'clock. 40 minutes ago, somebody wakes me up, are you getting up for a show today? I said, ooh, geez, thank God I had everything ready to go. The Wicked Witch. Interesting thing about and by the way, for a Monday, this is going to be an unusual show, not completely crazy, but the fact of the matter is that a lot of stuff has happened today. We're going to take this program down a whole different road than we normally do on a Monday. In fact, what we're going to do today is usually what we would do on Tuesday. Oh, what a mess. Ginsburg replacement battle is allegedly why the Dow tumbled, amplifying election jitters and uncertainty over the stimulus. Uncertainty over the stimulus. You know, my wife got the television on, and I walked through there, and here's Pelosi running her mouth. Will somebody please cut that woman's tongue out and shove it down her throat and let her choke on it? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Shut that woman up. She and so many other politicians have absolutely nothing to do with what's good for the nation. It's what's good for the demon-crapic party. Or the socialist demon-crapic party. Yeah. I'm not going to waste my time telling you what all the markets did today. We're going to handle some of it. Although oil was up 36 cents, but still below 40 bucks a barrel, and they're not dropping that price any. But we're going to wind up seeing something interesting. All the demon-crapic party operatives and their legions of useful idiots all received the demo memo. They're all singing the same chorus line.
Let the people decide. Let the people decide.
They insist that so close to a presidential election, only the candidate who wins that election should put forth the next nominee to the Supreme Court, filling a seat vacated by the Wicked Witch. Well, In all honesty, let me make a comment to you. Not everything that Ginsburg did was wicked. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Her best friend on that Supreme Court was, what's his name? The guy that died with a pillow over his mouth and nose, supposedly. There is nothing in the Constitution that says the president stops being president in his last year. Those words from Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 2016, after then lame duck Obama nominated Merrick Garland to fill the vacancy after the death of Scalia, the guy that took the pillow. Scalia was considered the Supreme Court's most articulate and faithful advocate of liberty and the rule of law. Of course, the left media came out with this thing that Ginsburg, just before she kicked the bucket, said, "My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed." Are you people freaking zooming me? Come on. Jeez. And regarding these SCOTUS nominations before an election, who said that I made it absolutely clear that I would go forward with the confirmation process, as chairman even a few months before a presidential election? Those words were spoken by then Vice President Joe Biden in 2016, when he objected to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Oh, why does that guy have to get drug in? McConnell refused to take up Obama's Garland nomination. So what would Chucky Scummer have done with Obama's nominee if he was majority leader in 16? He would have done exactly what McConnell is doing right now. Of course, McConnell's been clear regarding the consistent standard for election year nominations and votes. But McConnell became McConnell. When Ginsburg was announced that Ginsburg had died, McConnell said he will call for a vote on a SCOTUS nominee.
In the last midterm election before Scalia's death in 16, Americans elected a Republican Senate majority because we pledged to check and balance the last days of a lame duck president's second term. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, enough of that story. It's not going to end. It seems like every day we get close to what's supposed to be the election day, and it just gets crazier and crazier. It is insane. It makes you wonder, did Ruth Bader Ginsburg really die of cancer? Maybe her cancer transmitted to her mouth, and somebody felt by holding a pillow over her mouth, we could create another problem before the election. I'm being facetious, of course, but it's like if Nancy Pelosi's toilet backed up, they would use it as an excuse to rant and rave. I mean, Pelosi is saying that, I didn't even want to go looking for it, that if Trump does this, if Trump nominates his supposed female gal, who's actually got quite a record, extremely conservative, but
she's Catholic, you know, and you know what they're going to bring to the Supreme Court.
Oh, that's, you're already hearing this kind of nonsense. But what a record she's got. So quite amazing. But if this nomination is done, that Pelosi's going to impeach him. Is this the only word that this woman knows? Frustrating. Gold took a big hit today. Oh, yeah. Gold at one point actually was down to $18.85 an ounce. I mean, it was up around 1950 something when it opened. And then all of a sudden hit 1885. I mean, I woke up this morning and bang, wow, this stuff had taken a hard hit. What in the hell is going on? Well, you know, we got the death of Ginsburg and that. We got, who knows? What city in America got burned down over the weekend? It's nuts. Absolutely insane. Gold did close up higher again, by the way. Currently sitting at about 1916 or thereabouts. Come on. Roll. Okay, that's covered. Move along. Today's stock market sellout, or sell-off, has now set up the worst September in 18 years. Oh, you remember who the resident was 18 years ago? Junior Bush. Shrub. You know, the guy who's now... Which goes to show you that it doesn't matter what party they claim they're a member of, they'll vacate that party any damn time they want. So all these ex-presidents have all basically said, we're voting for Joe. Oh, yeah, I've known Joe a long time. 47 years I've known Joe. Yeah, what the hell's he done? Same thing you people did. Nothing. But what we're seeing in September, in part, is not just election-related. It's not just Ginsburg. It's not Trump versus Biden versus burning the cities down or nothing else. Frankly, Dow Jones Industrial, the stock markets don't give a damn if they burn the whole city down, because the only people it's hurting are the average Joes and Josettes on the street. It ain't hurting Wall Street. We just went beep. Oh, okay. I told you, I'm in an off-the-wall mood today, man. And, you know, when they first started showing these videos on Facebook of all these... you remember the guy that actually lit himself on fire and he was dancing all over the street? They tried to put the guy down to put the fire out. He kicked them away and got up and still kept dancing on the street. Well, you know my sense of humor. I did it. Oh, yes, I did it. I went on YouTube and found Disco Inferno. Burn, baby, burn. Yeah. And every time I saw that picture, I kept posting that YouTube video, posted it. I had people laughing their rear ends off. The kicker was it got other people to go out looking for other songs that had the words burn in it. What's the one from the Saturday Night Fever? They had another disco-type song in there that had to do with that nonsense. It's crazy. Well, at least there's some of us that have got a sense of humor out there. Typically, September gets a little slow and funky anyway. I don't know what the reasons for it are this time. Banks are going crazy. I read about some guy a big man, big, huge, huge, wealthy man, that he's shuffling things around, and now all the banks are going after the guy. And if they get him, he's going down. He's going bankrupt. And I don't know what's going on. This bank's selling off that one. This bank, oh, here's the one I like. Morgan the Pirate, J.P. Morgan Chase. Well, it turns out that they're now an agent for the Feds, Federal Reserve. We have to clarify that meaning of the term Feds. They're apparently jerking around with silver, trying to make sure that the COMEX doesn't fail. Oh, Lord. COMEX. What is COMEX? Is that a something that have it? Never mind. I can't say that on the air. That's not nice. Stocks today were seemingly unraveling a bullish trend that now risks thrusting U.S. equity benchmarks into a bearish tilt that could set the stage for the worst September sell-off in years. for the major equity gauges. People actually sit around and write this stuff. You don't need excuses anymore. The country's burning down. It's getting hit with Hurricane Sally. My first real girlfriend. Yeah. Jeez, God, Sally would have been 73 in July. July the 7th. Uh-huh. I remember that day, that many years ago. I've told that story before. The first date that Sally and I went on. I was a freshman, she was a sophomore. Never mind, that's another day. No, there's nothing filthy about it, it's just quite a funny story. I mean, we think back about when we were kids and started going on our first dates and all this. I mean, I wasn't driving. You know, my parents, I rode my bicycle down to her parents' house to meet her family and her parents. Of course, I knew her sister. She and I didn't get along well. And I can well imagine she's a real diehard Joe Biden fan today if she's alive. Super lib, even in high school. Loved Barbra Streisand, I hated her. Well, in time, I learned to appreciate Barbra Streisand. As time has gone by, I've learned to hate her. So I ride my bike down to the Oswald parent. Meet her parents, mother, father, older sister, younger sister, her brother. And a pretty nice, good-sized place. I'm cutting the grass on a sit-down lawnmower. You know, a lot of grass. And we're sitting down in the living room, just kind of shooting the breeze about stuff. And their dog pees on my lap. this is my introduction to the Oswald family. They were so horribly embarrassed. And you keep popping that up. Are you actually leaving messages, or are you just sending me the little beep notice, man? Or you just keep saying LOL, LOL, LOL. So now I got to head home, get ready for our date. And my parents, we drove down, picked Sally up to go to the Glencoe Theater, which is right across the street from my aunt and uncle's, or my uncle's gas station. And That was Sally's 17th birthday, I guess, or 16th, I can't remember. And yeah. Guess what the movie was? The Longest Day. What a romantic evening. How did I get off telling this dumb story? I don't know. It's not dumb, it's funny. But I still remember that date all these years later. I think of her often. Wonder how she's doing. Of course, she went off and married Sal Mineo. Not the real Sal Mineo, Tom Kennelly. Oh, there was one funny thing about the date. After I went home, you know, to take a shower, get the dog pee off my body, get dressed to get ready for the date, her parents told her, if you ever decide to run away and get married, make sure it's a guy like Jeff, not Kennelly. Come on, I was 16. She's 17, or I'm 15, 16. Whatever the hell it was, doesn't matter. That's interesting. She married Kennelly. Of course, I went off to Nam, you know. Simply amazing, my friends. Oh, there's a video on. Now playing Justice Ruth Bader. I'm not going to that story again. We know she's dead. But then she's been dead for a long time, right? All right, so the stock market tanks, okay? There's no surprise to this. None. This is September. It happens every September.
But gold and silver, what's happening?
Let me tell you something. If you are going to sit home and be concerned about every single little uptick, downtick that with gold, with silver, with platinum, with stocks, with bonds, with whatever. you will give yourself a heart attack. Stop it. It's all going to do what it's going to do. But then I don't suspect the average person listening to this program is deeply invested in the stock market anyway. You know, there's an old story about stocks, precious metals, bonds, things of this nature, right? Think about the old days, maybe like the 1600s. If you got caught with your pants down, you were cheating on your wife, you were robbing a place, you were an habitual drunk, they'd arrest you, they'd take you to whatever a court was back then and there, which is probably held at a bar or a pub, whatever you want to call it. And if you were found guilty, they would take you out of the town square, and because they didn't have jails, they would put you in bondage. Stocks. Bonds. You never thought about it that way, did you? Come on. Common sense, folks. Yeah, they'd sit there, put your feet in these little stocks, and they'd put your hands in there, and they'd leave you hanging there. Yeah, you can move your head around. Well, sometimes you had the ones where they'd lock your head in there, too. It's a crazy world we live in. You get all wrapped up with it, it's nuts. Me? I want the freedom. Give me some junk silver. Give me some gold. Give me some silver. Right now, I've stopped all business with my copper provider. They got greedy. They got dirty. All of a sudden, I did not like the way, well, it's been going on for a couple of years. I no longer cared for the way they were dealing with me, a vendor. They had a way of dealing with us, which was fine for years. Then all of a sudden, screw you. We're going to treat you the same way we treat any other jamoke that we sell to online. So that was the end of that. I would still do some things now and then, but all of a sudden, they jacked their price up beyond belief on copper. Copper has not had those kind of movements. What the hell's going on here? You know why? Because people who need copper are getting it cheap. They're going into abandoned buildings and they're ripping the copper out. Wait a minute. That's the answer. They're burning the cities down. They're burning the buildings down. Now there's a shortage of copper, so they jack up the price of copper. You understand my meaning? The people that climb up on the roofs of churches and destroy their air conditioning systems because they rip the copper piping out and the copper lines. I told you, it's going to be an unusual show. Coming out of Egon Van Gries in Switzerland, the paper market is going to collapse because the institutional and private gold buying pushes gold to $19,000 or higher. No, that was a typo. Except he says future gold demand cannot be satisfied at the current price. Gold at $1,940 today, which was a couple of days ago, is clearly an absolute bargain. Embrace uncertainty, he says. It's long been one of my personal mottos. Because from this moment on, everything is uncertain, whether it's your personal health, the stock market, the economy. Oh, sure, we work with probabilities, and the most likely is the sun will rise tomorrow and that I won't die today. That sun will come up tomorrow. Never mind. But we are now at a point in history when trend extrapolation is going to be not only precarious, but also both foolish and impossible. We are at the end of a major economic and social cycle. That is what's in Egon's mind. Because spent a lot of time with this. We got a few more minutes for the break. We'll spend some time with it. And we come back for the break, we're going to go in a different direction. But then the direction of this entire program is, hell, I don't know. I told you, Michael. What are we going to call this program tonight? I don't know what the heck I'm going to call this one, because it's all over the place. But do you understand, people, that all that's happening is insane? It's the usurpation of America. I got a song we can do coming back out of the break. Diana Ross, Upside Down. Boy, you send me inside out. That's what's going on. It's all upside down and inside out. None of us know from day to day, moment to moment, what in the living hell is going to happen. We're at the end of a major economic and social cycle, and that's clear to all of us. But cycles don't end overnight. If the world isn't hit by a massive meteorite or nuclear bomb, are we at the end of a 300-year cycle or a 2,000-year cycle? Only the future historians can tell the world that. The end of this cycle began in 1971 when Nixon closed the gold window.
But he wasn't a crook.
And since then, global debt has gone up exponentially, and now we're in the very final stages of the cycle. The end of the end that we are now in was first evidenced by gold turning up at the beginning of this century. I don't mean being found, being located. I'm telling it started going up and up and up. Significant trend change in gold that began 20 years ago was a clear indicator that we are now seeing the end of the fiat money system. Even though manipulated through a corrupt paper market, gold still reveals the deceitful actions of governments and central banks. And there's no better evidence of the fall of this fiat in this century. And I'm not talking about that Italian-made car. That's a piece of garbage anyway. Whoever came up with the term fiat anyway for money? Did somebody centuries ago envision a really crappy car coming out of Italy? Fiat. Fix it again, Tony. Maybe that's the terminology that was given to the money. A fiat money system. A fix it again, Tony. Central banks are failing, people. They are panicking. The price of gold is telling us this. And since 2000, in 20 years, most major currencies are down 85% against gold. That's a complete and total condemnation of the central banks and their failed experiments in creating unlimited money that has zero value. Now, the fall of the fiat money system began in 71, and since then, all currencies have lost between 97 to 99% of their value. Oh, yeah. 1971. Gold was worth $35 an ounce. Today it's worth $1,900+. That's an 85% drop in currency between 2000 and 2020. But between 1971 and 2020, it was a 98% drop, which is pretty keen to do because we'd already dropped 98% prior to that. And you look through it, in Japan, 94%. Australia, 99% drop in currency value. Same with Canada, Sweden. Switzerland's at 92%. Germany, 96%. And the UK, down 99%. Unbelievable. Only this century, currencies have lost more than 80%. We'll be back.
For a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand. Oh boy, the only things that I understand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Home. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, quick question. That previous commercial that just aired, Michael, what's the name of that product? Easy what? Easy out? Easy off? Easy lift? Was it? Because I'm going to order one of those. I've got to have the phone number. I'm going to order one. I'm going to have it dropped to the U.S. House of Representatives office. I want that pig Pelosi out of office, okay? Maybe we'll make that pig fly. Unbelievable. Welcome back to this whacked out program today. And I was just informed that that's not the song I meant to play. It worked for me. My friends, it has been a nightmare year for this nation. Economic fallout is just getting started. Say what? It's randomizing and not honoring. Okay. So what's the name of that product? Easy out? Easy? What? Never mind. I got the point across. Yeah. If that's how we're going to get rid of Pelosi and Scummer and even Mitch McConnell, let's go for it. Can't stomach McConnell. He's just got this smirk on his face all the time. And that's probably because he goes home and his Asian wife beats him every night and makes him feel good. It's not meant to offend anybody. Okay, that's, you know. It's... All right, so the fact of the matter is, with all we've been discussing, we've plunged into a crippling economic depression. Of course, there's depression far beyond the economic. Everyone is beginning to realize that there ain't no end in sight to any of this. Yeah, maybe we should end the program with Disco Inferno. What do you think of that? Burn, baby, burn. You know, most folks in this country have never experienced a year that has been as tough as 2020 has been for our nation. It's been one major crisis after another. And the month of September is bringing us even more. Worst wildfire season in the history of the state of California has been making headlines day after day after day. They've now got a guy that apparently set 26 of those fires. 26. You got your mic on. It's unreal. Not that I care. No big deal. Unreal. All right, so now the Wicked Witch kicks the bucket. All of this threatens to escalate the political turmoil in this nation to an entirely new level. Oh, people went into this thing, into this new year, singing Frank Sinatra's High Hopes. We got high hopes. Well, guess what happened? At this point, this year has been such a disaster that even the USA Today is calling it an American nightmare. And it's difficult to argue with their reasoning. First, the pandemic. That's divided us. Economically devastated us. Killed nearly 200,000 of us, if you can believe those bogus numbers. Then there's the racial unrest, erupting at the deaths of more black Americans at the hands of police. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Rayshard Brooks, and Daniel Prude. I don't know who Daniel Prude is. Never heard of that guy. Well, George Floyd, we know his scumpy story. Breonna Taylor, I can't remember her whole story, but he or she, whatever it was, wasn't all that clean of a human being, an individual anyway. Now, of course, we got extreme weather. Only the second time in history the National Hurricane Center has moved into the Greek alphabet for storm names. Huh, Greek to me. So this season's wildfires are bigger, deadlier, more frequent than in years past. In the West, people can't breathe. That's right. I'm outside at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. At 11 or 12 o'clock last night. Oh, man, I can see lots of darkness, clouds, and everything else. An hour later, I'm saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? The funky clouds are moving in. I knew what it was going to be like. Oh, yeah. The smoke is expanding over from Californicate again. Of course, now we got a member of the U.S. Supreme Court. She died about a month and a half till we go to get Election Day. The shocking death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Come on. There's nothing shocking about it. She's been dead for years. Come on. 10 years ago, she was falling asleep in the annual presidential speech before Congress. Sitting down there catching Z's, man. I think she died the day that the other guy died, the pillow guy. I can't think of names tonight. I'm tired. Well, we could discuss, you know, more analysis on where things could go from here, but why bother? We're talking economics here right now. I have a client who's actually an extremely good friend. And we shared lots of stuff, family junk, everything else, you know. And she's referred several folks to me. I heard from one of them today, Jen. And we're going to talk tomorrow. But it's people see what's going on. There are people who get it and people who don't get it. I came to the airwaves tonight with no purpose, no intent of going on the air with a hot offer, and I'm not going to. But I'm going to suggest this to you.
Just because gold came down at 1850 and it's back up over 19, what's it going to do? Oh, my God, Harold, we can't buy that stuff. It might go down tomorrow. It might go up tomorrow. You know what? You could say the same thing to your wife. I don't know, honey. It might go down today. It might go up tomorrow.
You know what? It's been a long time since I've done a program where I've been able to have these kind of laughs. I can't let this stuff eat at me. I've got other stuff eating at me. I don't need this stuff to eat at me, too. It is what it is. We're sitting in a situation where more than 60 million Americans have filed new claims for unemployment benefits. And that's a threshold that's never been crossed before in this nation's history. We've seen businesses shut down at a pace that is impossible to fully grasp. If you can believe it, more than 160,000 businesses listed on Yelp say that they've closed their doors. Last Wednesday, they released their latest economic impact report revealing business closures across the U.S. are increasing as a result of the coronavirus's pandemic economic toll. Oh, but Walmart was able to keep their doors open, right? Yeah. And that's as of August 31st, 163,735 businesses have indicated on Yelp that they have closed. That's down from 180,000 that closed at the very beginning of the pandemic. But it actually shows a 23% increase in the number of closures since mid-July. Things were supposed to be getting a lot better by now. But no, we've seen a 23% increase in the number of closures since mid-July. None of this is good. And some of those businesses ain't never going to open up the door again. None. According to Fox Business News, these numbers, certain businesses are going to continue to fail in the months ahead. Let me make this real simple. Fox Business News says a whopping 40% of all U.S. restaurants not only could go under within the next 6 months, but they've already been talking about one out of every six restaurants closed permanently in this country. The industry is on track to lose $240 billion in sales by the end of this year. That according to the National Restaurant Association's findings on the impact COVID-19 has had on the restaurant business. Unreal. None of us should be expecting a return to what we consider to be normal prior to 2020. So, what do you think? Should we bail out the restaurant industry? Well, just remember that the airline industry really wants to bail out too. Well, good. Then their favorite song can be Come Fly With Me, because I'm done. But you think I'm going down to the airport 2 hours early to go through that crap so I can get felt up by some TSA guy? And have to wear a mask for 2 hours before I get in a plane? And then get in a plane and have to wear a mask? Forget that crap. I'll stop traveling, period. I'll go by car. I had to go into Office Max today to pick something up. I had some printing done. And as I'm getting ready to cross from where I was parked to, you know, cross the drive area at this shopping center, old woman driving who cares what, hunched over the steering wheel, her fist clenched on that thing, and the dumb woman had her mask on with all her doors and windows sealed up in the car. Are you people stupid? They don't get it. Every industry in this nation today is looking for government handouts. The reason why everybody's got their hands on is because we've plunged into a crippling economic depression. Everyone is starting to realize that there ain't no end in sight. Of course, most average citizens also want another round of stimulus checks from the federal government. We're being told that there's a really good chance that the economy backslides if that does not happen. But then Pelosi and her group have been jerking this thing. I don't know. There'll be no more money unless you do what we want. Lawmakers remain deadlocked over a measure to provide another round of $1,200 checks to most households and more aid to struggling small businesses and unemployed Americans. Oh, I remember how that last one went. Aid to struggling small businesses, and most of their money went out to big corporate America. Most saw the money they received from Congress's $2.2 trillion CARES Act run dry over the summer. Why don't they issue another $2.0 trillion, and we'll call it the We Really Don't Care Act? Because that's a lot more honest. They're printing crap that doesn't buy anything. I mean, you know, 1,200 $1 bills would sure make a lot of nice toilet paper. If they don't approve another stimulus, they're taking a huge risk. That, according to Mark Zandi, the chief economist of Moody's Analytics. The odds are better that even the economy backslides. You know what? The time has come. Let it all go to hell. Let each man and woman stand on their own 2 feet. I don't want a damn thing from this government, because I know that anything you get from this government, there's a cost to it, some way, somehow. In the long run, we've already stolen trillions of dollars from future generations of Americans so far this year just to fund stimulus packages. So a lot of people figure that, won't make that much of a difference if we steal several trillion dollars more to fund another one. Of course, the Federal Reserve has been flooding the financial system with so much new money that it makes everything that they've ever done in the past look completely insignificant. Of course, don't forget, that's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve only issues money, the stuff that they tell the U.S. Mint to print. But then, that's right, there's that other kind of money that they have got a massive shortage of. No coinage. I went back to my least favorite McDonald's this morning to see Essie, who got my favorite breakfast ready. Hadn't been in there for a while. And as she's opening up the register, there's very few bills in there. They really want people paying with debit cards, you know. And I must have been the first person of the day that they had to crack a couple rolls of coins for. They had one roll of quarters, one roll of nickels, and one roll of dimes. That was it. Unbelievable. So, in the process of this nonsense, our authorities are systematically destroying the reserve currency the entire globe depends upon, but at this point, very people seem to give a damn. And so we continue to steamroll toward economic oblivion. Nobody's even thinking about hitting the brakes. Oh, no, baby, step on that gas pedal. Let's get it on. Article we talked about a few minutes ago, USA Today. The author stated that it was impossible to know if the worst is behind us or still lies ahead. There's our closing song. Merle Haggard. Many of us are vacillating between horror and disbelief at what can only be described as the American nightmare. Devastation doesn't cover it. It's impossible to know if the worst is behind us or still lies ahead. Yeah, I swear I said those words already. But I didn't reread. I continued on. Of course, not all of this is true. In fact, it is exceedingly clear that what is ahead of us is going to be much, much worse than what we've already experienced. But most Americans don't want to hear it, so they open their mouths and shut their ears.
No, no, most of us just want to cling to the belief that someday we'll wake up and everything will return to normal.
Or that it was just a bad dream. And remember this. That kind of stuff may happen in fairy tales, but this is real life. And real life simply does not work the way these people want it. As relates to fairy tales, I'm pretty surprised that somebody hasn't come along to ensure that that terminology is no longer used. It might be offensive to some. Lord knows what I'm going to do tomorrow. How do you top this show? I'm sorry. You got to have some things to laugh about. We're not going to have time, but one of the things I was doing for a client this morning, had a certain amount of money they wanted to work with, about $10,000, and most of what this particular client has purchased over the years has been gold, but some silver, and still wanted more gold because it's just, where do you haul all this stuff? How much silver can you possibly get? You got to haul it and haul it and haul it. And gold is something you can forget taking clothes. If you got to get up and leave, forget the suitcase, okay? Forget putting clothes in the suitcase. Take the toothpaste, the shampoo, stuff like that. Change a pair of underwear. Throw the gold in the suitcase. You can buy more underwear and more freaking clothes wherever you wind up going. All right, no big deal. But you don't need a big suitcase. So we put together a package that had just under 100 one-ounce silver pieces. It had two different forms of Valcombi bars. The 50-gram card. It's the size of a business card. You snap off a gram of gold, and it snaps clean as can be. But also acquired a couple of the one-ounce Valcombi bars. And each one-ounce piece snaps into 10 one-tenth-ounce pieces. That was pretty cool. There's been some minor adjustment in gold since then. But this kind of stuff is available to you. You want sovereigns, you want American gold eagles, you want silver South African Krugerrands or whatever the case may be. We had two orders that have been kind of outstanding as far as shipping because they've been kind of hung up. But it's all come to pass now. It's all arrived. But I knew when I took those orders it was going to be about 2 weeks before product came in. Everything's on the way. So if you want to talk, give us a call. The Valcombi is a really, really unique offering. And frankly, I start looking at some of this. You couldn't buy 1/10 ounce American Eagles for the price of when I got the single Valcombi that breaks into 1/10 ounce pieces. No, those 10th-ounce Eagles are outrageously expensive. So, been an interesting day, and I'm sure I'll be up working outrageously long hours tonight doing God knows what. I've got several websites I've not updated. We're going to do some work on Morgana Precious Metals here in the near future. That's within the next couple of hours. You want to talk about the gold and silver, give us a call, 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214. I almost implore you, do not leave a voice message. If you can't get through, go back, use your smartphone, send me an email, gold@morganapreciousmetals.com. I will get that email faster than I will getting back to, I had a call over the weekend. I just now got that message today. Now, that's my fault, not his fault, not nothing, but a lot of crazy stuff. Oh, he did get it. Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. Let's close out with a little bit of off-the-wall wacko disco music. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. I still don't know what to call this damn program, man. And I can hardly hear that music. You folks all have a good evening, and I'll, Lord willing, see you all tomorrow. Without apology, I'm out of here.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.